Okay, guys. Odell Beckham, wide receiver return specialist, LSU. Really a good pick for us. Obviously, we wanted to address the wide receiver position as well as other positions, but he was the highest guy on our board, number one, and he brings a lot to the table for us. He's a dynamic outside receiver, a dynamic punt returner, a dynamic kick returner. So you're really, you know, getting a guy who can score touchdowns in three different ways for you, and no way we would pass him up. I'll take any questions. Yeah, you know, there was a couple more guys up there that we talked about that we liked. But, again, Beckham had too much value and need for us at that, you know, at the spot right now. You know, he, like I said, he's speed on the outside. You know, this guy that plays in the SEC, when he goes, you know, whichever side he goes to, those guys back up. This guy has, you know, that big speed that you need on the outside. He can go get that ball, and he's – you know, almost pro ready, and you know, we obviously think he's gonna get better with pro coaching, but he's almost pro ready right now. He's a terrific route runner, and we'd love the pick.
Jerry, as you saw that, you know, sometimes the round doesn't go the way you want it. You know, when you guys get picked off, the way this round went, were you really happy at 12? And you say, wow, you know, it went the way you wanted.
Well, I think it went, you know, good for us. I think they came off the board, you know, nice for us. You know, a quarterback went up there. We were looking, hoping that maybe a quarterback or two would go up there. And one of those secondary guys went. So that pushed some guys down that we had, you know, that we were talking about. So it worked out well for us. Well, you know, we're talking about, you know, the quarterback, what he needs, you know, some help. This guy's a weapon. You know, he needs a weapon on the outside. You know, obviously Victor is more of an inside receiver. Victor can't play outside. Reuben Randall, Jernigan, got Mario back. So we're trying to get the quarterback some weapons. You got to have some weapons in this league, and we think this guy's a weapon. Well, you know, look at the Super Bowl. How tall are those receivers they won with? So, you know, tall receivers don't always correlate to Super Bowl wins. So, yeah, would you love to have a 6'5" guy that can run routes and do the things that he could do? Sure, but I don't think you have to have that to win Super Bowls. Again, I think the Seahawks showed that last year. Well, we just try to keep our composure in there, and we saw that, you know, it was falling our way, but you never know. We've had several times the guy that we want, a team pick him right in front of us. So, but if somebody would have taken him, I think it was Tennessee pick right in front of us. If they would have taken him, we would have been happy with, you know, a couple more guys that we had left on the board right there.
Did you get much action on phone calls?
We got a couple of phone calls, but. Really nothing significant. Guys just fishing around for cheap moves. Well, I think you just look at it and see if, you know, keep looking at our board and see if somebody, you know, that we really like falls, you know, starts to fall down and, you know, could possibly trade back into the first row. And, but we'll just monitor it and watch it and see what's happening. And if the guy up there that we think can help us get to the next level and we think we can move back up into the first row and get him, you know, we'll contemplate doing that.
When's the first time you saw him?
Beckham? I saw him – the first time I saw him myself was on tape, but obviously we had scouts to see him all year long, George, and – So we had a lot of eyes on him. I went to his pro day workout. I saw him at the combine. He's been dynamic every time I've seen him.
Did you talk to Reuben Randall much about him? Get any insight that
way? No, I really didn't talk to Reuben about him, no.
Well, he knows him.
Well, yeah, he played with him, so he knows him. But I talked to his coaches and, you know, and people like that, the scouts, obviously, and did a lot of homework on him. He comes from a, you know, great genes. You know, his mom was a track star and his dad was a running back at LSU. So he's good genes, good kid.
Is there anything, are there ever any concerns where two receivers might be too similar? I mean, there have been comparisons. I mean, he said he models his game after Victor. Do you worry about that two guys are too similar?
No, I don't worry about that. You know, Victor's an inside. This guy's an outside receiver. You know, and this guy has more speed than Victor on the outside. So I don't think they're similar. I think he likes Victor because Victor's probably similar inside. I think he's a little bit bigger than, a little taller than Victor maybe. But I think, you know, just his you know body type and, you know, the way Victor moves around the football field, I think he likes that about him. But I think they're different kind of receivers. Well, we hope so. You know, anytime you pick a guy 12, you expect him to come in and be a contributor for you. He's definitely could come in and be your first punt and kick returner right out the gate. We think that. You know, this guy's a lump in your throat kind of kick and punt returner. You know, he's got, you know, if he gets, you know, gets some blocks, he can go with it. So that was very attractive. You're going to get a 2-for-1 kind of a guy. So, you know, to answer your question, is he going to take some adjustment? All rookies take adjustment to play up here, but we think he's pretty close to ready to go.
It's a pretty good group of receivers that you have. Do you expect them to feed off each other?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. This guy, you know, all the word and all the research, how hungry this guy is, and he practices hard, he works hard, and you know, the GPS that, you know, a lot of teams use the GPS like we use. And, you know, early in training camp, they said, like, his GPS registered for, like, from Baton Rouge to New Orleans. You know, that's how hard he works. And you know, because he does all the special team stuff as well. So he gets a lot of mileage on his GPS. But he's got great stamina, and he's a hard worker, a hungry guy. And the thing I like, the comment I like most is that, you know, when he comes in, you know, he feels like he's a number one receiver, and he'll work to try to prove that to people. So we like those things about him.
You mentioned his ability as a return man. How does he compare to the guys you signed in free agency?
Well, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You know, the more returned guys you have, we haven't had any in the building for some time. So the more the merrier. Whoever wins the job, that's fine with me. But we got some options there. Well, you know, Holiday's a fast guy, and this guy's a fast guy. So, you know, speed kills.
Do you always think you go offense first, or do you depend on the board?
We try to stay with our board as best we can. And, he was the highest player on our board right there. And, you know, it's an easy pick for us.
Safe to say he was a top 10 guy in Oakland before?
That's correct.
Not
safe to say that.